Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Today, I'm going to do some shout outs for support. So let's get started. The Black maternal health crisis continues to be a marker of the glaring issues within America's healthcare systems. So what I want to do as we wrap up Black Baby Loss Awareness Week, I want to focus on shouting out some organizations that are doing their best to make a difference in the community. Now, you may know of organizations like Black Mamas Matter Alliance, National Birth Equity Collaborative, and the U.S. House of Representatives Black Maternal Health Caucus. But like I said, I want to focus on these organizations that are in the trenches, in the communities, doing all that they can to fight back against these glaring disparities in Black maternal health care. Because not only does it affect the mothers, it has a direct impact on these Black newborns. So, as a wrap up for this awareness week, let's shout out some organizations. Let the shout outs begin. Sista Midwife Productions. They're based in New Orleans and they provide education, training, and consultation for birth workers. They also provide doula training, as well as host workshops and seminars to teach Black families about what to expect during childbirth, as well as what their rights are, as well as their options. Next, Love Delivered. Now, you may know the two entrepreneurs that came together that created Love Delivered. It's Carol's daughter's very own Lisa Price and Latham Thomas from Mama Glow. They teamed up to help increase access to doulas. And because it can be a bit on the costly side, that's what they try to do. They deliver on events and resources to help teach and provide equity in that arena. Next is Earth App. And yes, you heard me, Earth, I-R-T-H, not birth, because the B stands for bias. So it's the Earth App. And the best way to describe it is to say that it's the Yelp for giving birth. They're based in New York and they also have app available in Spanish. Next is National Association to Advance Black Birth, or NAABB. They're a national nonprofit and they provide guides for Black families looking for more statistics on Black birth, as well as resources on where they can find trusted birthing professionals, such as midwives and things of the sort. Next, Mamatoto Village. I had to slow that one down. It's M-A-M-A-T-O-T-O Village. And they offer creative solutions to the health disparities that Black families face. They support Black pregnant people from pregnancy all the way through postpartum, including comprehensive home visits, guided counseling, wellness coaching, baby care education, birth planning, labor support, postpartum visits, and breastfeeding assistance. Mommy Nation. M-O-M-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N, and that's all one word. Mommy Nation was founded by Michael Steen and four-time Olympic gold medalist Sonia Richards-Ross. What started off as an online community has now turned into in-person meetups with chapters in various cities, and they've even created a nonprofit called Mommy Nation Gives. Black Supermamas, and that's S-U-P-E-R-M-A-M-A-S. That's all one word. And this is another safe space that has been created for talk about the reality of motherhood for Black moms. So through their supportive online community, as well as blog posts, Black moms share their stories as well as feel seen, heard, and validated in their experiences. Sisters in Loss. Sisters in Loss was founded by Erica Freeman after experiencing a devastating stillbirth. So not only does she share her own story of loss and her journey as a special needs mom, but she also encourages other Black moms to feel empowered to do the same. She has a podcast as well, and the title of the podcast is Sisters in Loss. The Shades of Blue Project. The Shades of Blue Project is a nonprofit based in Houston, Texas, but has since expanded beyond Texas to offer services in New York, California, Washington, and many other states. But basically, what they're there for is they offer social support services, career development assistance, therapy, support groups, and so much more. And this is for both Black and Brown pregnant people. National Black Doulas Association, or NBDA. They do what they sound like they do. They provide training for Black doulas across America. They also connect them with Black birthing families through a professional doula directory. Thanks so much for joining me for today's episode. Thank you for hanging in there with my shout outs. And I would love for you to go check out each one of these organizations that I mentioned. I will have their information included in a post. And one other thing, though, there's one more group I have to make sure that I highlight. I wanted to shout this one out separately because this one is my friend Tyree Reed's organization. It's Shades of Becoming a Mom, or SBMOM. They are a Christian nonprofit organization that's dedicated to the health and wellness of women at every stage of motherhood. So yet another group that you can check on. But maybe none of these groups are in your area. What can you do? Do a local search. Search your area, see what organizations are there, and what help do these organizations need? Are they looking for volunteers? Do they need financial support? Do they just need someone to shout them out on a regular basis whenever they have events? They want you to spread the word. Find out how you can help, because every little bit of help that you can provide puts us one step closer to better outcomes for Black mothers, the families, and these beautiful Black babies. There you have it. That's your homework. Go check it out. Do your research. See what you have in your community and find a way to help. One last thing before we go. Today is another candle lighting day for the Black Baby Loss Awareness Week. If you have a black candle, great. If you have any color candle, great. Light a candle for those babies and their families to show your support. Okay? Thanks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining. Thanking you in advance for lighting that candle. And I'll talk to you later.